We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Experience the thrill of the ride with Houston Motorsports. Temperatures are rising, and that means it's time to hit the road or trail on bikes and off-road vehicles from CF Moto, Polaris, Kawasaki, and Yamaha. Why settle for less? We're your best choice for adventure, and we will make sure you end up in the right ride 100% of the time. Ready to elevate your adventure? As part of Houston's largest power sports dealer group, we won't be outsold. Choose Houston Motorsports.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Governor Kathy Hochul's recent announcement lifting the New York State requirement for the wearing of masks indoors is a very encouraging sign. But how about those with underlying conditions? We're going to talk about it coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
The WBEN First Alert Forecast calls for clouds this afternoon, increasingly windy, high 27. Windy for tonight with periods of snow with little or no accumulation, low 15. Cloudy and breezy for tomorrow with more snow in the afternoon, up to an inch, high 34. Monday, mild with clouds and sun, high 48. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm Cheryl Golden.
Thanks, Cheryl. Mostly cloudy, 23 degrees in Buffalo.
Is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you. Where else would I be but right here on Senior Radio Buffalo? Hoping everybody is doing well. We're starting to make the corner now into spring, although not as fast as some of the other parts of the country. And I know if you folks are like me, you're thinking of warmer climes. You're going, oh, this is normally that time of year I'd be getting away. And we're all here in March. So what we're going to do, we're going to have a good time, as much of a good time as we possibly can. And we're going to pass along some very, very
good information for you. That's what we do here on Senior Radio Buffalo. So this morning, we have a very, very capable woman who is with me on the phone, Roxanne Sorensen. You know of Roxanne. You've heard her here on the radio. She is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York on Harlem Road. Over 25 years of experience advocating and implementing services for people and their caregivers. And I say people, and not necessarily always seniors, because Roxanne will tell you that sometimes her business is not just for seniors. So good morning, Roxanne. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Linda. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Tell us why sometimes it's not just for seniors.
Honestly, you know, aging is aging, but we have life issues that happen at any age. And truly, we're seeing a pattern of people getting sick, having strokes, heart attacks at a younger age. My own brother had a heart attack at 40 and had a triple bypass that no one prepared for. So our youngest client was actually 22 years old. She had 3 strokes and needed full-time care. So realistically, we are called Elder Care. And when we named that company, we thought our focus was solely elders. And we have found over the last 14 years, we've worked with so many different age groups. Like I said, everybody from 22 to past 100. So don't be shy to call or ask questions because you think we're elders. It's truly not just for old people.
And you know what, Roxanne, it occurs to me too that anyone who is listening this morning saying, well, this doesn't pertain to me, you never know with something like a stroke.
So it really does.
Let's talk about what factors came into play with this particular person once they had a stroke. What did they come to you for?
Well, they came to us because the wife, so the gentleman had a stroke, and I have a couple of cases of this almost parallel to one another, and both very young, you know, still working, has a stroke, now they're hospitalized, they go to rehab, they're not improving like they should, and they're being told they might have to live in a nursing home the rest of their life, and they're not even 60 years old yet. So we're dealing with an emotional component of loss. And then for the spouse who's still working, they're trying to figure out, well, now they're going to have a loss of income. How do they maintain their bills? Can they afford $15,000 a month in a nursing home? You know, some people, and even in my own relationship, I do the bills. My husband doesn't even ask what the bills are. So, you know, where do you start? It's kind of like almost a death in the family because some families, just like mine, we all have our roles.
Now,
and it changes it.
Roxanne, you're absolutely right. A lot of times when we become caregivers, we now all of a sudden the roles changed from parent to child. Let me ask you this. If the subject of Medicaid comes up, can you work with that for a family?
Absolutely. Medicaid, you know, there's no age group that Medicaid can't assist with. It's truly based on the qualifiers of the income and assets. And that's truly, in these two cases, what I'm actually trying to figure out. Asset-wise, what is their assets? You know, what are their investments? Home, what kind of money do they both make? And then determine if they qualify. And if they do, does that mean that that community spouse is going to lose all of their assets? Because, you know, you're still young. So how do you protect those assets? We might have to get a financial planner or elder law attorney involved and then do the Medicaid process. And, you know, the one meeting I had was a couple hours long, and it was a very emotional meeting because I'm sitting there telling families there may not be any good answers. And the hard part of today's world is we don't have the staffing. So could I bring somebody home with illnesses or strokes or even, say, someone who could be paralyzed? 6 months ago, 8 months ago, I could say yes. In a heartbeat, have no issue. I would not even hesitate. Today's world, I hesitate because if someone calls off, that spouse is on their own taking care of that loved one who may need 24-hour care. And it is now a question mark. Will this even work anymore, or are they destined and need to stay in a nursing home? It's been a very emotional journey, but then also a financial journey that is unprecedented because they're not prepared.
And this is why, folks, you need to have Roxanne and her phone number for Elder Care Solutions of Western New York printed wherever you keep important numbers. I keep them inside a cabinet door, and it's 716-823-1476. That's 716-823-1476. Roxanne Sorensen, Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. Now, you heard everything Roxanne just had to say in a nutshell. Just imagine if this is happening to you and you're going it alone. You don't have a clue to what your options are, never mind your answers and what you're going to do. And to stick your head in the sand and say, well, this is never going to happen to me, wrong.
It's so wrong.
Things like this happen to all of us every single day. Even the fact of just aging and wondering what we're going to do down the road. Do we have enough money to cover however long we live? It's great. I want to live to 100 plus. Am I going to have enough money to do that? And I think a lot of people are at that point where they're maybe even 80, and they're very independent, and they're starting to wonder that, Roxanne.
It's true, because, you know, we are living into our hundreds. I actually am seeing more people at 100 and 101 going into an assisted living or maybe a nursing home for the first time ever because they've been home alone and everything's been fine and something starts changing and they don't have the resources as they did 15, 20 years ago. And now with what's going on in our world, our stock market's changed. People are losing money. You know, we had that happen in the 80s, so people are taking a hit. So we really need to look a lot harder at what we do financially. And our generation, well, at least my generation, is a spending generation, and we don't really think of the long-term consequences.
Right.
So, you know, as my brother, I'll use him. He was 40. He has two children. He lives in Georgia. He couldn't work. He was out of work for months because of a heart condition. And, you know, luckily his wife was working. But, you know, things change in a heartbeat. So it doesn't matter age. I think every person should be prepared and review their finances year to year. I know we do our taxes and we throw everything in a cupboard and forget about it. But really, what's your plan? Mm-hmm. I mean, what if a heart attack, a stroke, a car accident, what life-changing event are you not prepared for?
Absolutely. And I do want to remind everyone who's listening that Roxanne is a team player, too. You hear us talk with this wonderful Stams in law, and you hear us talk with financial advisors. Roxanne is on your team. She'll work with everybody who comes to the table so that you can all make plans together. Nothing is isolated. So, you know, so one hand doesn't know what the other's doing. You need to know what is going on and what are your options. What is it you'd like? Where would you like to go? Just those types of questions and finding out what is available to you could take months if you didn't have someone like Roxanne Sorensen on your side. And Roxanne, that's what people are discovering when they call you and they sit down with you and they find out what you're an expert in.
That's true. And I do like how you said we're a team, because it truly is a team effort. You know, the family is first and foremost, that loved one who needs the care. What are they willing to accept? What is the family willing to understand and accept? And then bring everybody else to the table. If you don't know who your financial planner is, fine. We'll get a new one. If you want your old one, we'll keep that one. We'll get them to the table. We'll get the Stams or the other law firms involved. Because truly, and your doctor, at the end of the day, too, medically, where do you stand? You know, I hope I can live a very long, healthy life and not have any issues, but the realism of it is that may not happen. Mm-hmm. So what is your next step? And don't wait to the crisis. Everyone always waits to the crisis.
That's right. And then they say, well, I'll deal with it when it happens, and hopefully it won't happen. But then when it does happen, now what? Now what happens when you're at the emergency room and they're telling you, you know, what the situation is, and it's going to be more of a long-term care type of situation? What do you do then? Well, 90% of people don't know what to do, and they go home with no answers. And now you're kind of at the whim of the medical system at that point.
Yeah.
And, you know, you may think, well, my loved one will be taken care of. I want her or him to go here. Well, there's no room there. Or you don't even know if you qualify to have them put there. Then what? Well, this is where you can get those answers today and talk to your loved ones about what their wishes are, too, so you can have this conversation and make better decisions for everybody.
Agreed, because honestly, you know, I've had a lot of calls lately of, you know, shortage of staff and wanting to change facilities and can I bring my mom or dad home and how does that work? And It's not as simple as it was 6 months ago or a year ago or 2 years ago. And even then, it wasn't simple. It was just the staffing ratio was a lot better. And everyone is doing the best they can. But what I'm also seeing is a lot of burnout, not just from caregivers, but from actual providers. You know, I can actually say the other day I was feeling burned out because it's a lot. You know, we take on a lot emotionally for the families, and you have to recharge. And these doctors, these nurses and aides, they're spent. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you want to talk about something, they may only be half listening, and not intentionally, but it's how many people can you really treat in a day and really pay attention to it without really, like, zoning out at some point.
Absolutely, absolutely. One more question, Roxanne. Can you also help a family who may have a minor who's not going to need long-term care? We talk about adults and we talk about seniors. What about a minor?
Minors, there are programs throughout the state. Someone who's developmentally disabled. Mm-hmm. People Inc. is one of the best providers of services for the developmentally disabled. They have case managers. They have group homes. They have everything imaginable to go through that process, and they are great advocates. Someone who is in the mental health system, you know, that is a flawed system, but they try the best that they can. There's not enough mental health counselors out there is the worst flaw. But, you know, you can only have so many people in that profession, it seems. You know, it's hard work. You burn out very quickly. But there are supportive services, and people need to, you know, find what they are. If I don't know what they are, I'm going to connect you with somebody that does.
Right. And
you
so
know, there's always a resource.
The person that you want, then, is Roxanne Sorensen on your team, Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. Nobody does what she does. Please give her a call at 716-823-1476, easily located at 4255 Harlem Road. Once again, the phone number, 716-823-1476 or eldercarewny.com.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hello again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. And there's always so much to talk about, whether it's you, whether it's society, whether what's happening in Buffalo, or taking a look at what's happening around the world. When we speak with Lindy Korn, we always get an interesting perspective. Lindy is the owner and founder of the law firm of Lindy Korn, 856 Korn, 856 K-O-R-N, or 856-5676. And if you have faced illegal discrimination, sexual harassment, retaliation, age discrimination, all sorts of things like this, which are illegal, you have someone in your corner, and that's Lindy Korn. Good morning, Lindy. Nice to have you back.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
Well, we always talk about pertinent cases, cases that are literally going on right now. And certainly the one everyone is talking about right now is the bombshell case with Brian Flores with the NFL. Now, he has filed a race bias complaint that really could affect long-sought changes in the NFL's hiring process. If the proposed class action that one expert called a nuclear bomb in the NFL becomes a case, this really could change an awful lot of things. And you were telling me that the complaint itself is very far-reaching and it's very comprehensive. So that would be interesting to hear more about.
Yes. This is really about a charge of systemic racism in the NFL. And it was filed on the first day of Black History Month. And I wanted to start off with a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. because it's so timely. He said, quote, "Morals cannot be legislated, but behavior can be regulated. The law cannot make an employer love me, but it can keep him or her from refusing to hire me because of the color of my skin," unquote. So the point is, these principles, as we know, have been a part of claims of systemic racism. And in this case, the complaint is replete with statistics, historical reference, footnotes about psychology and the harm. I mean, it's a really rich complaint. But some of the, focusing on the hiring, not only of head coaches, but general managers, coordinators. In this complaint, they actually cite to statistics. Only one of the NFL's 32 teams employs a black head coach. Only four of the NFL's 32 teams employ a black offensive coordinator. Only 11 of the NFL's 32 teams employ a black defensive coordinator. It goes on and on to other types of positions, general manager, quarterback coach, special teams coordinator, very low percentages. And this has been going on since the inception of the NFL. And so this complaint really says that there's a double standard that they've seen, you know, and that they cite back to a situation with a coach, Dungy, who was let go in Tampa Bay after a winning season. Coach Wilkes, just a few years prior, was let go after 1 year. Coach Caldwell was fired after winning season in Detroit. It is a part of a larger challenge, but when you look at the overtime, it's over-indexing of men of color. These men have been fired after a winning season. How do you explain that? It's a double standard. I don't think it's something that we should shy away from, but it's all part of the things that need to be fixed in the system. And everyone should be held accountable, and everybody should, you know, be able to be hired based on their talent. And the recent interview between for the head coach job of the Giants, of course, is what sparked this lawsuit that I think was a long time being planned. The interview that Brian Flores had was really a sham because they had already decided to hire Brian Daboll. So, you know, that really feels terrible if you've ever gone for an interview and it was sort of a tryout that was fake, you know?
For sure.
So, I mean, these allegations in the complaint are they're very well put together. There's a lot of statistics backing the claims, and I think this is a very serious case. And you know, it's being a class action. There are other stories and other statistics that will come forward, and you know, it gives a history that really would be very hard to discount.
You know, I was chatting with my husband about this, and Brian Flores was a head coach in Florida for Miami, and I think he had a couple of years there, and he didn't have a bad record. He had like a 500 record, you know what I mean? It's like he won as many as he lost, but I think he was only there for 2 years before they let him go. Now, when you look at like our hockey team, that's about pretty much average, you know, for a head coach. But, you know, it's interesting because he didn't have a complete failure, I don't think, down in Miami when you look at his record. But in this kind of crazy league, you might have owners tell you, if we don't feel that, I mean, the problem was he didn't make the playoffs, okay, for 2 years. And that's what they're saying to him. That's why, you know, they considered that not successful down in Miami. But, you know, it's a league that's rife with pressure, you know, to make it to the top, to grab that money, you know, while you can. And I don't even know why anybody would want those jobs, to be honest with you. But it's interesting.
Yeah, but the key here is what you're citing is I'm not familiar with Brian Flores's record at this moment. But what I'm saying to you is, first of all, there's not the fact that there's not more black head coaches is a problem when you look statistically. Second of all, you need to compare what happens to a Caucasian head coach when he doesn't make the playoffs.
Right.
What happens? Does he get fired or is he given more time? You know, those are the kinds of things that are called disparate treatment that lead to claims that are allegations that are founded ultimately. So, I mean, there's a lot of fact-finding that will have to go on. But the complaint itself, which I cannot summarize in total in this conversation, really makes a strong case that I think is going to be hard to defeat about the systemic racism. And, you know, one of the claims here was that in January 2022, Mr. Flores, who spent 3 years as head coach of the Dolphins, found himself without a job. He was fired by the Dolphins after leading them to his first back-to-back winning season since 2003. The purported basis for his termination was alleged poor collaboration. In reality, the writing had been on the wall since Mr. Flores' first season as head coach of the Dolphins when he refused his owner's directive to tank for the first pick in the draft. Indeed, during the 2019 season, Miami's owner Stephen Ross told Mr. Flores that he would pay him $100,000 for every loss, and the team's general manager, Chris Grier, told Mr. Flores that Steve was mad that Mr. Flores' success in winning games that year was compromising the team's draft position. Now, those are some heavy allegations, but that just shows you that facts matter.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time, but it'll be a very interesting case to follow. And, of course, Lindy Korn will be on top of it, 856-CORN, 856-5676. If you need Lindy's representation for either mediation or to move forward with any kind of illegal discrimination, sexual harassment, and retaliation. And remember, everybody, you hear her constantly here on Senior Radio.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Here's what's happening. A winter weather advisory continues for northern Erie, Niagara, Orleans, and Genesee counties. The winter storm warning continues for southern Erie, Wyoming, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and Allegheny counties until 1 a.m. overnight. National Weather Service meteorologist Liz Jurkowski says we can expect additional accumulations.
Metro Buffalo will probably see about 2 to 3 inches, and from in the lake effect snow in the heart of it, it'll be about up to 6. Rest of the area will probably be see between 3 to 4.
Winds are expected to cause visibility issues at times today. A double homicide under investigation in Genesee County. Deputies say they were called to a home on Alexander Road in the town of Alexander. Deputies right now will only say it's an isolated incident. The public is not in danger and will not give any further details. If former Governor Andrew Cuomo ran again, would you vote for him? An Emerson College poll finds the former governor had 33% support in a hypothetical June primary against Governor Kathy Hochul, but that new poll found Hochul received 37% support. Emerson College's Camille Mumford says it's surprising Cuomo trails Hochul by just 4 points, but time and name recognition might benefit this possible Cuomo bounce. The poll finds majority of voters do not want Cuomo to run again. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Just the other day, I was talking to the executive producer of this show, Joe Donesco. We were talking about George Burns, the late comedian. Here's a quote that we both agreed that we both liked. George said, "I look to the future because that's where I'm going to spend the rest of my life." Mr. Burns was born on January 20th, 1896, and died on March 9th, 1996, at the age of 100. And as many of you know, at age 100, George Burns would have been a graduate of the Erie County Senior Fitness Program, Club 99. You know that as a result of the pandemic, we've all become aware of the dangers of underlying conditions. It is now estimated that 42.4% of all Americans are considered obese. I think that we all know that obesity-related underlying conditions include heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and even certain types of cancer. Now, today, as we look forward to being together again and thriving in a new normal, we should all begin living a healthier lifestyle to gain the reward of a happier, brighter, longer future. And Live Well Erie is committed to getting us there. And now I'm going to have our announcer read a recent quote from our county executive, Mark Poelenkars.
I most sincerely hope that the education, motivation, and inspiration offered by the Department of Senior Services and the Live Well Erie Initiative will be utilized by every resident of Erie County over age 60. My goal for this initiative is to make Erie County the healthiest in the nation.
For more information on Live Well Erie, call 858-8526.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. No place I'd rather be than talking to you and talking to our fascinating guests to help us navigate our lives here in Western New York. Now, all you have to do is listen to the news lately to know that people are looking for hiring more staff every day. There's signs everywhere. And you know what, folks? It's in every single walk of life. Whether you're looking to get a job at a fast food place or you're looking to get a professional job in a hospital, everyone is looking for more staff. So that means just about everyone is understaffed. How does that affect you when you need their services? Great question for all of the pros that we have standing by from the Stamm Law Firm. So good morning, folks. Nice to have you with us. I know we have Brad and Brian standing by. And Melissa Stadler, who handles your medical cases. Good morning. It's so great to have you back on the radio.
Hi, Linda. Great to be here.
Yeah, this has crossed my mind that this is not a great time to perhaps be a patient with knowing that the facility you're in may be short on staff.
Yeah, Linda, it's very difficult time. You know, we have a lot of clients that sit with us and talk about their estate planning. We do some Medicaid planning for families. And family members will bring up to us in these meetings how they feel like right now mom or dad or a sister aren't getting taken care of very well. There's all these staff shortages. They've laid off a lot of people because of the vaccine mandates. They're not filling the jobs properly. And family members are concerned. They can't even go see certain times and family members because of the COVID restrictions. So they're not sure what kind of care they're getting. And they ask us a lot of questions about legal concerns about what can they do? What can we do to help mom or dad?
Well, let's start with that. What can we do to ensure that everyone who's in a facility is getting the care that they signed up for?
Well, and of course, you know, every patient has a quote-unquote Bill of Rights. And I truly mean that. You see it posted through hospitals mm-hmm. and healthcare facilities and nursing homes. Patients truly have a Bill of Rights. And they are entitled to ask questions about their care. We have been getting we're getting a decent number of phone calls lately from people that are wondering, A, how can they enforce, like we were talking about, their parents' rights in these facilities, given the staff shortages, you know, they're not getting medications on time, or things are haphazard and they seem to be, you know, not being taken care of from a hygiene perspective. And we're able to say, listen, you can enforce those things. And I hate to say it, but sometimes it's leading towards, we think that their care isn't standard, meaning something may have occurred where they've been damaged and we're being asked to look into a potential claim medically.
Mm. You know, it occurs to me we've let so many nurses go because, like you say, of the vaccination. And I'm thinking to myself, who's taking their place? I know the governor says, oh, we're gonna hire replacements. Where are they coming from? You can't help but have shortages of critical staff in these hospitals. You just can't ask the person who's an aide to now start giving out medication, you know? So, but I can see that happening. And like you say, sometimes your patient is just there and they have no recourse, but all of a sudden they're just getting less care. And I know the professional staff who's still there hates it as well. They know they've got too many patients per nurse and they're overworked. And this is the state of where we are.
That's true, Linda, unfortunately, and not only in nursing homes, but also in other medical facilities. We're seeing, you know, staff shortages, and, you know, that's leading to, you know, other calls of medical negligence inquiries and concerns. And we're certainly happy to look into, you know, any, no matter what your age is, any patient that feels that they're not being treated to the standard of care, we're happy to look into, you know, any claim.
Melissa, or, go ahead.
And Linda, sometimes we'll get a phone call from family members whose parent or loved one passed away, and they said, you know, 2 weeks ago he was doing fine, and all of a sudden he's gone. What happened in 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And it means coming in to set up a meeting with us. It means getting the medical records. It means having those records reviewed by another physician or health or hospital type, you know, expert. Because there's going to be a lot of these concerns coming forward of what happened to mom or dad's care when they seem to be doing much better, and then 2 weeks later they're gone.
Let me ask this, and Melissa, this could be for you. Is it difficult getting the records from the hospital?
Honestly, it takes a little time, like everything does, and that's another area where we see the unfortunate staff shortages. But we're able to work with the families and the patients and get those records, you know, in our hands so that we can review them thoroughly and consult with the experts we need to.
Is that something the family would request, or is that something that they turn over to you and you contact the facility to get those records?
Every situation is different. Sometimes the families are extremely proactive and want to do it on their own, and that's great. Other times they need our help to intervene, and we're more than happy to do that.
Oh, that's great. But gentlemen, just like you're saying, you're starting to get calls on this, and I can certainly understand that with the shortage of staff that we have here in Western New York. And it's a shame that we're at that point now where people are questioning their care, but it's doubly hard because for a lot of the loved ones, you can't go in and see them, or else that's very restricted. And you're, you know, you may be there when the doctor's not there, and you're not really getting answers from the short staff about their care and their medication and the way they're being taken care of and their hygiene, et cetera, et cetera.
You know what, Linda? Let's not forget, there's a lot more things going on in life than just COVID. You know, there's people with heart conditions and other ailments that need to be addressed in the hospital setting. That doesn't mean just because COVID's happening, well, everybody else takes a back seat. You know, there's insurance companies paying for patients to be in there. The hospitals are getting paid to pay to care for these patients. And, you know, they always say the squeaky wheel gets the grease. One of your suggestions is, what do you tell these adult children of their parents? Be on top of it. Mm-hmm. Stay proactive. Get involved. Make sure somebody's answering your questions, because if you just let it go to the wayside of, well, they're busy, you know, you got to be there. You got to be an advocate for your loved one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If they're in the hospital, you know, so much so, you really need to be there by their side, you know, watching the medication come in and making sure of the dinners that they're getting and things like that. And it's so difficult when they're keeping the families, you know, at bay. And you know, you don't even have a phone, you know, to be able to talk to someone with. So I can certainly see where that's a problem. Also, you know, they're restricting elective surgeries. Who's to say what's elective? You know, if it's you.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you have ankle surgeries, hip replacement, knee replacements. You know, some of these poor people need these surgeries done, and they're not getting done. And, you know, of course, the doctors, they're not making that call. It's the hospitals and the Department of Health. But, you know, we might see things in the future, all these cause and effects of what's going on now. Who knows what we'll see in a year? But let me tell you something. Our law firm has been doing medical issue cases for over 40 years with my father, 50 years. So we have the experience. You know, Melissa does this exclusively. Brad and I have always been doing this type of work. You know, so it's we get these comments and questions with family members doing estate planning about other cases. So we're always here to talk to people about that.
You know, it occurs to me too, gentlemen, that it seems like the county takes certain, they'll say, oh, we've had X amount of COVID cases. We have, you know, they're overflowing our hospitals. But they're not taking into consideration the comorbidities, you know, that some of these people are also presenting with. And you were saying that, you know, don't worry, the hospital's going to get paid. Don't hospitals routinely work at about 98% capacity? So sometimes what we're hearing, they're using almost information to their benefit. You know what I'm saying? There's different ways to hear facts. And I think that a lot of times we're hearing what the people at the top want us to hear rather than really think it through and understand what's going on. But the bottom line is we may have loved ones in care facilities, whether it's a hospital, whether it's an outpatient facility and they're getting an elective surgery or whatever. But if they're questioning their care because of the shortage of staff, like you say, that's going to bring you a lot of phone calls down the road because it's got to be happening.
You know what, Linda, and what you say is absolutely true from other perspectives. The family might be getting told one thing by the staff. Oh, all of a sudden they couldn't breathe without the breathing tube, or they didn't get the medication. Sometimes the records tell a different story. You know, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. So that's part of what Melissa does is investigates the records, what really was going on here, and then works with our experts to then say, no, something's missing here. You know, there's more to this story.
You know, I want to ask this. Melissa, what if someone is in a care facility now? I don't always want to talk about the fact, the fact that this person has passed away. What if they're there now and you're getting phone calls from loved ones saying, I don't think that, you know, everything that they're supposed to be getting is happening?
Yes, I get those calls all the time, Linda. And to be honest with you, just because someone's in a facility and the family feels they're not getting up to snuff care, doesn't mean we wouldn't look into those records and that the facility wouldn't have an obligation to give those records to the family to look into without any sort of, you know, worry of retaliation or anything of that matter. I mean, my gosh, we live in a day and age now where, you know, everybody's held accountable for their behavior and their actions. And so I'm more than happy to speak with families who have complaints about care that loved ones are receiving now in a facility and certainly look at those records, even though the loved one is still, you know, in that facility's care, to see what we can do to help them and to improve the situation.
And that's where I hear your family helping my family. It's a matter of coming on in, having a conversation, being able to talk about all of these personal things. And who can you trust? You can trust the Stamm Law Firm. Two locations in Williamsville and Clarence, stammlaw.com. It's as easy as that, Stamm with a double M. And their main phone number is 631-5767. Over 13 attorneys on staff. Listen, whether it's elder law, wills, trust, healthcare, proxy, elder law, Medicaid application assistance, estate litigation, and then bankruptcy, personal injury, business and corporate. It goes on and on because they have that many wonderful attorneys all in one house. So no matter what your issue is, you may start out talking about, listen, my parent is in a place they have short of staff, and I don't think they're getting the care they need. And then all of a sudden, you know, you realize, well, maybe we should also start talking about estate planning. That's something you can do with the Stamms. And I want you to be able to call them at any time and get that first appointment, because you're going to find out that you're really talking with friends who can help in this matter. Folks, thank you so much. We're running out of time. The Stamm Law Firm, stammlaw.com. Once again, the best number you can learn over the weekend here is 631-5767. Let their family help your family.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
WBEN.
Hello, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. You know, it's the beginning of a new year. And if you are new to our show, maybe you've just found us, and maybe you're just turning 65 right now, the golden number. Well, first of all, welcome. It's a wonderful club to be a part of. Retirement has been awesome. We're finding different things to do in our lives. We're learning how to live with COVID. We're trying to stay as healthy as possible. And to do that, you want to have the right Medicare. And that's going to be something you're going to be very popular with right now, because if you're turning 65, you are getting a ton of mail. You may even be getting phone calls. Well, we're all getting phone calls. Those 1-800 phone calls are just crazy. Everybody wants to sell you a policy, this and that. It's very, very important that, well, first of all, let me relieve you of all that nonsense. Throw it out and don't answer the phone when it comes to that. Because when it comes to Medicare, and if you're turning 65, the only number you need is the number to Clarity Group. Clarity Group will walk you through the Medicare process and help you and determine which is the perfect Medicare plan for you. And as they'll tell you, you're not going to get everything on every plan, but you're going to be working with someone local who knows your doctors, who knows the hospitals you prefer, who will get a list of your prescriptions and find what works for you. Whether you're a snowbird, whether you're a veteran, doesn't really matter. This is going to change for you because you're turning 65, you're getting out of the workforce. Now you have an opportunity to choose your own health care. All right. So let's talk with the wonderful folks from Clarity Group, because these are people you're going to have a personal relationship with as you move through 65 and beyond. From Clarity Group, we have Sally Steyer, who's the president, Lisa Giancarlo, vice president, and Karen Olson, vice president. And I know them well because I've gone to the office. They've helped me with my Medicare. We changed this past year. There's an awful lot of information to digest, and I can't think of a better group to do it with. So hi, ladies. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is great to have you back. Let's talk about when we turn 65. What kind of happens, Sally, in the system where everybody is contacting us?
Sure. So when you're turning 65, that's when you become eligible for Medicare for most people. So you're going to get bombarded with so much mail. So many phone calls, you know, so many different things. Unfortunately, it is easy to get that information, to get lists of people that are turning 65. We do send out mailings ourselves, but we don't call anyone without their permission, and nobody should be doing that. So if you're getting a call that you didn't authorize, that's just wrong, because we are supposed to have permission to call someone. So if someone is just getting random calls, even if it's, you know, sometimes it'll look like it's a local number, but it's not, or it might be, but if you didn't request a call, you really want to be careful about those things and not start giving out your information. And don't believe them when they say Medicare asked us to call you.
Oh, yeah, I hear that one.
Medicare does not do that. And people have told me, oh, I got a call from Medicare. It's like, no, you didn't, because Medicare doesn't do that. And it's such an important decision. And you really should start your research, you know, in advance. Your initial enrollment period for enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan starts 3 months prior to the month you're eligible, and another 3 months after. So you have time to really review the plans. There's no need to be pressured into anything. When you come to us at Clarity Group, we're going to really give you a thorough education on how Medicare works. We have our Clarity Group that we'll go over with you and let you keep, that explains all the different things, you know, that you need to know, whether it's how to enroll in Medicare in the first place, or if you even need to get Medicare. Sometimes you have circumstances where you don't need to get Medicare. Mm-hmm. At 65, you're still working. So we really take the time to make sure that people understand what they're eligible for and what all of their choices are.
And you know, I want to make it clear that those 800 numbers that we're seeing on TV, they go to a lot of different cities. Those are national ads. And in a different city where they don't have Clarity Group, a lot of people may be calling because they're so confused. We are so lucky to have Clarity Group here in Western New York. You don't need to do that because you can sit down with Karen, Lisa, Sally, or any of their other 20-plus agents who are licensed local in four different offices right here in Western New York. Ask all your questions privately, get all your information, and go ahead and make a choice. And when you make that choice, you will be getting everything you can possibly get in that plan. You don't have to fall for, well, we're going to give you cash back. We're going to do this. You'll hear about all those in your appointment, and you can go ahead and make a knowledgeable decision. And you know, ladies, I always say it's a good idea to take somebody with you to that appointment.
Oh, absolutely, Linda. We have a lot of people that not only bring a family member, but now we have folks that are, you know, in their 40s or 50s helping their parents choose a plan. So we get many calls from, you know, the children of parents or somebody who's been on Medicare, and they want to help their parent choose a new plan. You know, maybe their parents are a little confused about, you know, what plan they're on. So we definitely enjoy getting involved with the whole family because it's really important for the whole family to understand how that health plan works.
Oh,
and that's
yes.
something you can't do over the phone. If you call a 1-800 number, they're not interested in doing that. Their job is just to get you enrolled and move on.
They also realize that, Lisa, they also realize that the open enrollment period ended December 7th. So the vast majority who's watching these commercials have already made their decision and moved on. So why are we seeing these commercials now? Can they change even after the enrollment date?
Well, they'll try to find a reason to get them to change to, you know, make that fast buck. But, you know, and a lot of times, most of those companies don't even know about each state's programs. So they'll have them call and they'll figure out a way if they're low income or if, you know, they have other circumstances. They'll use whatever they can to get them to change. And then once they have your information, every time, you know, every couple of months, they'll change them again because every few months they make commission again. So you don't really want to be in that position of finding new ID cards in your mailbox every couple of weeks.
Wow. I never even thought of that.
Yeah. So that's something that, you know, I did run across. You know, people had walked into our offices and we had taken care of them and they said, I don't know what's happening. They keep changing my plan on me. And I'm like, who's your agent? And they're like, I called that number. And I'm like, oh, okay. I said, well, unfortunately, you know, we can sit down with you. We'll go through everything, which we do. We go through the whole nine yards. We get them placed onto a plan again. But then a few months later, they're moved again.
Wow.
So it's a vicious cycle for these poor people that, you know, it's just a scam.
Wow. Absolutely. Very unscrupulous. And that's why we're so fortunate. We have Clarity Group here. If you have already visited Clarity Group, you're nodding your head saying, I know what she's talking about because I feel very secure in who I have chosen for Medicare coverage. You can too. Clarity Group, four different locations around Western New York. You call the main number and they'll help you get to the one closest to you, 716-393-3437, 716-393-3437. Clarity Group. Go to claritygroupny.com.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.